أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده أفلا تعقلون ها أنتم هؤلاء حاججتم فيما لكم به علم فلم تحاجون فيما ليس لكم به علم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي والذين آمنوا والله ولي المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. Today we discuss from verses 65 to 68 of Surah Al Imran. Last we discussed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanding Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to persist in inviting the Ahli Kitab towards common grounds, and that is the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wahdahu la sharika la, that we will not ascribe any partners to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and neither would we take any human as any form of a deity, any form of a god. Here in these verses, from verse 65, in Bayhaqi there is a narration that whilst the Christian delegation was in Medina Munawwara and they appeared on one occasion in the presence of our Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, some of the local rabbis also came into the presence of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and between the two groups a little discussion had begun, and then it ended in an argument. The Yahud began to say that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a Yahudi, and the Nasara, they said that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nasara, a Nasrani, and both these groups in this way began to argue, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ahl al-kitab, O people of the book, in other words addressing both the Yahudi and the Nasara, in front of you, O Yahud, you have the Torah. Nasara, you have the Injil. Lima tuhajjuna fi Ibrahim. Why are you arguing regarding Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam? Wama unzilati tawratu wal injilu illa min ba'di. Whilst the truth and the reality is this, that the Torah and the Injil was not revealed except after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Historically, the Torah was revealed about 1,000 years after Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and the Injil about 2,000 years after Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. The acceptable fact would be that whoever followed the Torah was known as a Yahudi, whoever followed the Injil was known as a Nasara. So when he came 1,000 years before, how can you then claim that he is a Yahudi or a Nasara? That is not consistent, it is not acceptable. By any way, that argument will never be acceptable. There is no basis for that argument to be acceptable. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Do you not understand? Do you not have any reason whatsoever that at the time when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was on the surface of this earth, there was no Torah, there was no Injil, there was no Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no Judaism, there was no Christianity, so neither can he be a Jew nor can he be a Christian. Ha antum ha'ula'i hajajtum fima lakum bihi ilmun. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, listen, you are the people that disputed in matters that you had some knowledge about. So you Yahudi, you Nasara, you people had this habit that you disputed about things that you had some knowledge about. You disputed about the throat about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Yahud, Nasara. You disputed about some matters regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It is fine, it is okay. You people had some knowledge about it. Then both you groupings, you people also debated and argued the fact about the coming of the last Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the pagans of Arabia. That also was fine, that was in its place. You had some knowledge regarding all of this. But here, فَلِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Then why do you dispute in matters about which you have no knowledge? You have no knowledge with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then why are you disputing regarding it? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. The truth is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge and you have no knowledge regarding it whatsoever. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيَّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيَّا. First, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had negated the argument completely, and now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the true position of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was neither a Yahudi, he was neither a Jew, wala nasrani, and no was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam a Christian. What was the true status of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Walakin kana hanifan muslima. Two qualities that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here describes Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam are two qualities that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam himself had made the claim about, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken about in other verses of the Quran Sharif. One is he was Hanif. Hanif means that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had left the different paths of waywardness, the different paths of misguidance, and he followed the path that led to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path of guidance. In other words, monotheism. He left the path that was deviant, the path that deviated from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he kept on the straight path, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was neither wayward, nor was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam astray, but Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was pure insofar as his iman, insofar as his yaqeen, his belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was concerned. The second quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam, muslima. Muslima, he was submissive. He submitted to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A finer aspect with regards to the word Muslim will refer to this, that a person gives up his own desires and he follows only the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when we look at the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from the very beginning to the very end, we find that on every step, this was the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He displayed his total yaqeen in Allah, he displayed his total iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he displayed his total submission to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Yahud and Nasara, if you want to know about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the Ibrahim that we know. We gave you Kitab, we gave you Torah, we gave you Injil. This is what the Torah has spoken about. This is what the Injil has spoken about. It is not about tribalism. It is not about nationalism. It is not about Yahudiyat and Nasraniyat. It is about submission to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is about giving up your whims and fancies and fulfilling the commandments of Allah. It is about Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that needs to be embedded into your heart. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And neither was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam a polytheist. He did not ascribe partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in any form. Now look at yourselves, Yahudi. Look at yourselves, Nasara. You called Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam Ibn Allah. You called Al-Masih Isa alayhi salatu wasalam Ibn Allah. You believed in the Trinity. You believed in the divinity of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and all of that. So how can you be proud followers of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? All of it does not tie, all of it does not tally the truth with regards to who are the closest to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna awlan nasi bi Ibrahim. Certainly those who are closest, those who have the closest affinity to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, lalladheena taba'uhu, are those that followed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in his era, in his time, and of course those after him. وهذا النبي and this Nabi محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم insofar as his way of life was concerned, insofar as his akhlaq, his character was concerned, insofar as the preaching of his was concerned, the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the monotheism that he spoke about, insofar as the core principles of the deen that he had spoken about, the oneness of Allah ta'ala, the concept of hajj, the concept of sacrifice, making tawaf of Baytullah, circumcision, and all of that, the purity of the body, the purity of the heart, and all of that, you will find that this Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was closest to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So if anyone has any right to make any claims to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, would undoubtedly be Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Walladheena amanu, and those who have brought iman, in other words the followers of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It comes in a narration in a far away land of Abyssinia, Ethiopia, when Najashi saw the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he also declared that this is from the Hizbu Ibrahim, that these people are from the groupings of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, not knowing much about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but having a glimpse of the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, observing the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he put two and two together and he came to the conclusion that this is the millat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wallahu waliyul mu'mineen, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the wali, Allah is the guardian, the protector of the true believers. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.